Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. Glad to be back with you on this Monday morning, starting a new series. I believe it's going to be an incredible blessing. I expect it to have an impact. I'm calling it the coming shift in our approach to our Christian faith. The coming shift in our approach to the Christian faith. You know, I want to share with you some very disturbing statistics of trends that are happening in America. For those of you in other countries, I can't say what's happening there. I think in most Western nations, this would apply. But I'd love to hear from you if you're in another country. And would you say that Christianity is on the rise and increasing culturally and throughout the land, or is it decreasing? Listen to these statistics. According to the Pew Research Center, Christianity is declining in America. In the early 1900s, 86% of Americans identified themselves as Christian. 86%. Wow. However, by 2007, that number had dropped to 78%, a drop of 8 percentage points. And only 7 years later, in 2014, the percentage had dropped another 6% to 70%, 86 to 70% in just a few years. By last year, in 2021, the number had shrunk another 7% to 63%. So we go from 86% of people identifying as Christians in the 1990s to today, 63%. Wow. What is going on? That's what we should be asking. Over the same period, the percentage of Americans who describe themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular has jumped dramatically. From 2007 to 2014, their number jumped more than 6 points, from 16% to 22%. And then from 2014 to last year, 2021, the number jumped another 7% to 29% in America who identify themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Also, we should note that during this same time when Christianity is decreasing, the number of Americans who identify with non-Christian faiths such as Islam or Hinduism, they have grown. So while Christianity is declining in America, non-Christian religions are growing and atheism is growing. So what is going on? Interestingly, think about this. All of this has been happening while we, and I say we, I'm talking about evangelicals, particularly Pentecostals, Charismatics, Full Gospel, that whole area. While we have been talking about redigging wells of revival, launching a new apostolic reformation, pulling down demonic strongholds, and all kinds of high-sounding spiritual rhetoric, and a whole new prophetic movement. But surely this discrepancy between our talk and our walk indicates that there is a great discrepancy between our talk and our walk, and that we have more shout in our movement than clout, and more symbolism than substance. And why is this? And what can we do about it? Now, this is what we're talking about. This is why we need to see a shift in how we are approaching and sharing our Christian faith. We need to see a shift in how we are approaching the gospel. And that shift is that we must move from a human-centered, me-centered gospel to a truly Christ-centered gospel. Let me tell you about a vision I had in 1975 that I believe was from the Lord that clarifies this. It was after completing 2 years of Bible school And if I remember correctly, I was sitting at the front of the auditorium, Christ for the Nation, sitting cross-legged in the floor and just lifting up my heart to the Lord. And all of a sudden, I saw three overlapping arches. And I'm going to try to paint the picture, a word picture of this. Three arches, side by side from left to right. And they are intersecting and overlapping. The arch on the left is the smallest. The one in the middle is a little larger. And then the one to the furthest right is the largest. Now, immediately, I knew what these represented. The first arch, it represented, each one of these represented moves of God. And the one on the left, represented the charismatic renewal, the Jesus people revival that was going on in America. And what a powerful work of God it was. Very, very powerful. Some of you lived through that, probably came to Christ in that, those of you who are my age and of an older generation. And I knew intuitively that the first arch represented that present revival that we were in. And then the next one, which was a little larger, I heard these words related to this next revival. Jesus is a means, not an end. And I knew that this revival would be represented, and that this is a negative, this is not good, that Jesus would be presented as a means, not the end. And then the third arch to the right represented an even larger revival than both of the others, a genuine revival that would come out of this center arch, this revival that really represented a falling away from the true gospel. Yes, there would still be, people would be talking about Jesus. There would still be preaching. There would still be all of the meetings and the excitement and the music. But it would really be a falling away because the message would be distorted, because Jesus would be presented as a means rather than as the end. Now, you might say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, let me explain. Think about these two words, a means and an end. I'll give you an example. Let's say that I am asked to speak at a meeting in New York City on August the 21st. Now, that's the end. I need to be in New York City on August the 21st. Now, the means of getting there are varied. I could drive. I could take a bus. I could ride a train. I could fly. If I wanted to, I could get out on the highway and put my thumb out and hitchhike. There are various means for getting to my destination. The important thing is getting to New York City at this particular location on August the 21st, but there are many means to get there. So what is important is the end, the objective, the goal. The means is in one sense irrelative. What is important is the end, the goal of getting there. And the people have invited me. They really don't care the means that I use to get there. They just want to be sure that I am there when they've asked me to be there. Now, in this revival that I saw that would come out of the charismatic renewal, and we would be characterized by the fact that Jesus would be presented as a means, not as the end. Well, if Jesus is presented as the means, then what is the end? The end is me. The end is self, a me-centered gospel. God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to prosper you. God will cancel all of your debts. God will make you rich. God will do all of these things. And I am the end. And you know, when the gospel is presented this way, there is no repentance. Because you see, I have been living a self-centered life before I come to Christ. And maybe I have been using all sorts of things. Maybe I have been living a self-centered life, and I've been using booze and parties and drink and sex and whatever it may be to gratify self. And then I hear this message about Jesus. Oh, and Jesus is presented as a means to self-gratification. So I've moved from these other means to gratify self, and now I'm taking on Jesus as the means to gratify self. And there is no repentance involved in that. I have just using another means, but I still have the same end. My friends, that's what we call a anthropocentric gospel. Anthro coming from anthropos, the Greek word for human, and anthropocentric means human-centered, me-centered, self-centered gospel, where I, the me, the ego, is at the center, and Jesus is merely a means for gratifying my own selfish, ego-centered desires and aspirations. Oh, my friends, we're going to have to pick up on this tomorrow, but we must shift. This is the time. We must shift our approach to our Christian faith, how we share it, how we present it. And we must shift from presenting Jesus as a means to self-gratification. Now, don't get me wrong. All of these things are true. God will bless us. He will heal us. But those are byproducts of the gospel. They are not the center of the gospel, what he will do for me. Those are byproducts when I come and he is the end, he is the goal, and I leave everything else and put my life in his hands, then all of these things become byproducts of the real Christ-centered gospel. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I will make sure that there are some articles related to this. I have written articles on this subject. And so I will make sure that there are articles available that will help you to look into this. And folks, I believe that this will ignite real, true revival in the church today. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.